Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Unbelievably.
Okay.
You know that iconic, historic photo of Donald Trump,
yep,
with, you know, his fist in the air.
Yep.
Okay. The good news, there's good news here. Don't let this make you mad, all right?
Okay.
The good news is that they're scared. They wouldn't go so far as to try to censor that photo if they weren't scared.
Right.
They're seeing something in the polling that scares them, mm-hmm, that's still resonating all these weeks after that shot. Because you know what? Americans love a fighter. We love an underdog. We love,
yep,
a fighter. We love somebody who, when he goes down, he does not know if that shooter has been killed or neutralized. He doesn't know if there's been two of them. And what does he do? He turns right to the source of the danger. He doesn't cower. He doesn't hide. He pops right back up, puts his fist in the air, and screams, fight. Mm-hmm. Americans love that. They have wanted someone, anyone, to fight for them for the longest time. They loved it. And so now they're going nuts. They're trying to fix this. Listen to what is happening. This is from New York Post has a cover story on this today. To people who are posting this on Facebook, this has been going on since about the 15th. It says people who posted the photo, some of them, I don't, maybe all of them, I don't know, but we know some of them because we have this. They're getting like striked, and it says altered photo in a post you shared. It's the real photo, the legitimate,
yeah,
photo. Okay. Independent fact checkers reviewed a similar photo and said it was altered in a way that could mislead people. That's what they were telling people on the 15th as they warned them to take the photo down. The iconic photo of Trump, you know, with his hand in the air and there's blood running down the side of his face. Okay. Then there's the next one, dated the 29th. Facebook determined your post has the same altered photo and added a notice to the post that it's altered. People who, and then it warns, people who repeatedly share false information might have their posts move lower in the news feed so other people are less likely to see them. Independent fact checkers say that the photo has been altered. It was not. It is the iconic photo of Trump with his fist in the air. So this is What this is a screenshot from somebody who's repeatedly shared the photo, and Facebook keeps warning them, stop sharing it. We're going to, you know, algorithm you down. It's a fake photo. It's not a fake photo. It's not altered. This is desperation, though.
Yes, that's, it is.
This
it's
is desperate. This is sad and desperate.
Yeah.
And small. If you are such great leaders of this country, if your policies are so absolutely amazing, right, then come on, bring it. Just make an argument. Why do you have to sneak around, get the FBI to do your bidding and do? I get this is the FBI doing this. I guarantee you it is. They announced they were censoring again 3 months ago and all this started happening again. It's the same stuff they did in 2020. The same crap, except last time it was with COVID. So what does this tell you? They're afraid. They don't think that Kamala Harris can carry them over the hill, and they're in there trying to help. They're in there trying to make sure if you go on Facebook, you're not seeing this. Look, folks, if you're only on Facebook and you're not on X, you're missing out. I got to tell you, there's a whole world there that's real that you can see go by you. And if you want to see what the news is days before the mainstream media talks about it, you want to see what's going to be big next, where Free Speech is setting that agenda, and it is X, and it's not Elon Musk setting it. It's just what people are talking about. It starts trending.
Yeah.
It starts trending. So it's really sad that this is the situation. Meanwhile, God bless these poor people in Venezuela. I have a very good friend in Venezuela who I grew up with, and it breaks my heart for her and what's going on. Just really briefly, if you've followed it at all, there's this dictator named Maduro, and a few years back in Venezuela, it's been about 10 years now, they collected the guns to keep the people safe from criminals, right?
Yeah.
Within 2 years, they had redistributed said collected guns. To who? The colectivos. Who are they? Well, they're supporters of the socialist regime, now supporters of Maduro, but they don't wear uniforms. They're not officially government agency types, but when the people mobbed the polls and photos began to get out of this huge swell going to the polls to vote against Maduro, they sent the colectivos to shoot at people and drive them from the polls. When the people peacefully protested because they know this election was stolen, they sent the colectivos to shoot at them. And the colectivos can walk right up to you on the street and shoot you in the head. And nobody will be prosecuted. Kind of reminds me of like the Columbia protesters at Columbia University who smashed their way into that building and then all the charges got dropped by the Democrats. Or, you know, kind of reminds me like of the D.C. protest about a week and a half ago. Remember those cops were beaten on Fox News?
Right.
Yeah, you know what happened to the people who beat those cops? Charges dropped.
Yeah.
They're colectivos.
Yeah.
They just can't shoot people yet in the head, but want to know what comes next if we let these Democrats keep dropping charges? Venezuela. So what is going on right now? Horrific video overnight. Peaceful protesters standing in the streets. They've given up their guns, so they have nothing to defend themselves. They risk their lives just standing there. And the colectivos just walk up and open fire. This one, you can't see it, but I'll describe it to you, Lee. It just moved my heart this morning because you can hear in the background, this man is just shooting indiscriminately into the crowd. He's a colectivo with the gun that he has. He has no uniform on. He's trying to kill the peaceful protesters to make them shut up and go away. And this woman walks up to him and she keeps screaming at him, stop, why are you doing this? She's risking her life. He could turn on her and shoot her in the head any moment and nothing would ever be done. And yet her rage has reached a point, her outrage, that she can't help herself. Listen to this and you'll hear her screaming in the background, God bless her, I feel for her. This is what they're living with in Venezuela. Shooting at the crowd. There's hundreds of them. They're running. They're across the street. You hear them scream as they run. Stop it. Stop. Just stop. What are you doing? Stop it. They're just shooting at innocent people, as you can do in Venezuela. Okay. So this is what has gone on since this election. You want to hear Kamala Harris's tweet?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I'm sure this is insightful.
Oh, yeah. The United States stands with the people of Venezuela who expressed their voice in today's historic presidential election. The will of the Venezuelan people must be respected. Maduro stole the election, honey. The will of the Venezuelan people must be respected. Despite the many challenges, we will continue to work toward a more democratic, prosperous, and secure Venezuela. no condemnation. People are being shot in the streets for peacefully protesting. Yep. Is this the democracy of which the Democrats tell us? Is this what it looks like? She's saying the election of Maduro was the will of the Democrat, was the will of the, excuse me, the Venezuelan people. Does she mean the same people he's shooting in the street?
Good question.
Is she nuts or just a communist? Republican leaders in Congress have begun to freak out. This is going to be a very big thing today. By the way, everybody knows this because Elon Musk retweeted her and said, what the heck? Like, what do you do? You, no condemnation. They're killing these poor people. They drove them from the polls. Nope. We got to respect the will of the people who voted in the election.
Well, I got.
What are you talking about?
I've got another question for you, Tara. Why is the vice president of the United States, who is not yet the nominee for the Democrat Party, even responding to this? This is not the job of the vice president. This should be something coming from the White House or the State Department, not the serving vice president. It just stuns me the way that this woman already, I mean, her meeting with Benjamin Netanyahu, that's why? You're the vice president. Meeting with Biden, that makes sense. Meeting with a former president, Donald Trump, that makes sense. They had a relationship. But meeting with the vice president and then her commenting about, why is this woman already acting like the president of the United States?
And how can you just do that? They just swap them out like a coup.
Yeah, exactly.
Like you know, well, hey, that was your old leader, but this is your new leader today. Wait, don't we have elections? Or no, they don't. Well, but I mean, she doesn't respect Venezuelan people, you know, voters. Listen, look at that tweet, Lee. No condemnation. They are shooting people in the street, killing them.
Yeah.
I mean, I've got video all over my feed, and the peaceful protesters run. She doesn't condemn it. And now, listen to this. Republicans in Congress are trying to get Kamala and Joe to lift the sanctions, to reimpose the sanctions.
Because guess who took them off?
It was Kamala and Joe. And you know what they were in exchange for? They lifted the sanctions, billions of oil dollars flow into Venezuela in exchange for free, peaceful, and fair elections. Yeah. Okay, well, Maduro walks right in, laughs at Joe and Kamala, steals the election in front of everyone, shoots those peacefully protesting in the streets. Got video of that this morning. And so they're what she just says, we have to respect the will of the Venezuelan people and who voted.
This shows the failure of Democrat diplomacy, Democrat Party diplomacy, as usual. Democrats always want to take sanctions off before an action happens. You don't do that. Human nature tells you, you see the action, then you react to it and take the sanctions off. If you want something to happen and you are sanctioning some entity about it, then you take the sanctions off after that action happened, not before. They've done this with Iran. Now they've done it with Venezuela. It fails every time.
Or did they fail?
Well, there is that. Yes.
I mean, look,
is this the plan? Most likely.
Here, this is resurfaced.
And yeah, I am radical. I do believe that we need to get radical about what we are doing and take it seriously.
Right.
She's a Marxist, okay?
Oh, yeah.
Is this a failure or is this a fellow traveler in Maduro that she's supporting? Serious question. Mm-hmm. I mean, you look at her record, I don't know. I mean, you talk to her about what is her economic philosophy. She describes a textbook version of communism. Mm-hmm. This is essentially what Maduro practices.
It has to be about a goal of saying everybody should end up in the same place. And since we didn't start in the same place, some folks might need more. Equitable distribution. Giving resources based on equity, understanding that we fight for equality, but we also need to fight for equity, understanding not everyone starts out at the same place. So there's a big difference between equality and equity. Equality suggest often everybody should get the same thing. Well, that often assumes everybody started out in the same place, as opposed to equity, which is everyone should end up in the same place.
Everyone should end up in the same. That is textbook communism right there, textbook Marxism. She says it more than once. I wanted to play the whole audio for you. Everyone has to end up in the same place. Wow. No wonder she supports the 71% tax rate that AOC proposed. That's communism.
Yeah, that's the end of capitalism.
It's the end of capitalism. It's the end of anyone ever rising anywhere above, you know, the middle class. If we're even still allowed to have a middle class.
Why even put forth any effort? If we're all going to get to the same place, why put forth any effort for anything?
Well, you don't. That's what she's...
Exactly.
I mean, so when you believe that and you see Maduro shoot the peaceful protesters, steal the election, and impose exactly that philosophy, why would you object? She doesn't. She doesn't object. And so far, there's been no mention of reimposing the sanctions. As we watch, got to go on Twitter, because where else will you see it? We watch Venezuelans, innocent people shot in the street for peacefully protesting. And I'm telling you, folks, if you don't think they don't intend to use these Iranian-backed protesters, they're protesting in the streets with same way. I mean, what did we learn in the last weekly? I'm going to get into Iran in a minute. This is going to like just blow your mind. Iran... Who is funding these violent leftist protesters in the streets? Biden's donors and Iran, right? Mm-hmm. Our director of national intelligence acknowledged it this week. So did John Kirby. Iran is paying for these protests. Well, who did they tell us who else is paying? Biden's donors. They're violent. They're in the streets. And when they commit violence, either smashing their way into buildings, kidnapping the maintenance guy, taking over the building, or they're beating cops as they were last week in D.C., charges dropped. Just like the colectivos. In Venezuela, well, you can come out and protest, but we're going to beat you. We might even shoot you. We're going to get away with it, too. And they're so desperate to be freely, they're standing with nothing but their bodies, nothing but their bodies, and they're being shot out for it. And Kamala Harris didn't condemn it yesterday. In fact, she said we needed to respect the election, the will of the people in the election. Well, I'm sorry, Maduro won that election, honey. It's shocking.
That's what he
said. I
mean,
it is shocking. I'm wondering, you know, now that this outrage is building and it's on X again, it's trending. Like, dude, it looks like she supports Maduro. They're shocked. Are they going to have to walk this back? And again, as you said, why is she responding and not Joe?
Yeah, exactly. That's what is infuriating me. This woman is injecting herself into international situations. She does not have the constitutional power to represent the United States of America. That is the chief executive, that is the president, and also the State Department in this situation. The vice president has no role in commenting on what things our policy should be.
Maybe she just identifies with Maduro because he, too, just won his seat in a coup, just like her.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks... What happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile.
You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Texture writes, interesting that Kamala Harris agrees with Russia and Cuba regarding the Venezuelan election. Does that make Harris a Russian asset? What a great question. Oh, listener Andy, longtime listener Andy writes in, hey, Tira, the FBI and Meta have lowered themselves into the realm of junior high mean girls. If you post and repost that Trump assassination shot, that awesome one with his foot fist in the air and blood running from his ear, you'll get a warning to take it down from Facebook because it's been altered. And then another warning and then another one. Hey, repeatedly posting something that's been altered and we deem fake could result in your post not being seen. Except the photo is real. And I told you earlier, this is pathetic. Don't let it make you mad. This is them scared. This is what this is. And we learned last time when that stuff happened, who was behind it? It was the FBI. We know that from Missouri v. Biden, the case now before the Supreme Court. They documented it, and we know it from the Twitter files. So this is the FBI again. This is the FBI generating the headlines, like when Ray questioned whether the bullet hit Trump's ear. This is the head of the FBI, FBI-ing before Congress.
With respect to former President Trump, there's some question about whether or not it's a bullet or shrapnel that, you know, that hit his
right.
ear.
They came out over the weekend and said, yeah, we've known the whole time it was a bullet. Why did he say that? To generate the headlines to feed into the AI. To cause the confusion so that it could be screenshotted by left-wingers and used in comment sections. Those comments don't get algorithmed down, and they create confusion. Do not be surprised when your liberal friends who live on Instagram and not in a real world start saying to you, well, Trump lied about that assassination. Ask him what was the lie. Tell us what was the lie. Well, those photos were altered. No, they weren't. Where'd you get that? Oh, I saw that on Facebook. Oh, I saw that on Instagram. Anyway, Andy writes, the FBI and Meta have lowered themselves into the realm of junior high mean girls. By the way, if you want to read all that, that is the cover story today in the New York Post. It's shocking. Facebook, Meta's AI is outright, or was till it was fixed after this article, outright denying that Trump was the victim of an assassination attempt, said it didn't happen. It was fake. Oh, and the pictures were altered. Wow. Anyway, Andy writes, Tara, the FBI and Meta have lowered themselves into the realm of junior high mean girls. Whether Trump was shot or talks to the FBI is irrelevant. People were killed and wounded at his campaign event by a shooter, so it is newsworthy and thus undemocratic. It did not happen at a Biden or Harris rally. Will this point change any voters' minds at the ballot box? No, see, Andy, they're not trying to change minds. When you see a thing like Trump's fist in the air, what do you get? You got motivated. Because that moves you. Again, he didn't know if the shooter was dead. He didn't know if there was another one out there. And what was the thing he did? He sees somebody trying to kill him and he doesn't shirk and he doesn't run and he beats his chest. Come on, bring it. Oh, everybody loved it. They got to take away that excitement. They got to gut it. They got to gut the idea that someone might fight for you. You might be okay. You have a way out. They got to crush that. Why? See that? You'll be like, well, you know, I really thought that whole assassination thing was kind of cool, the way Trump stood up like a hero, but I guess it wasn't real. Then you just go back to your life and you're busy and, you know, you were going to go to the polls. You thought, well, I don't usually vote, but I was going to vote for Trump. But, you know, I don't even know if it's real. And my liberal friends say it's not, and they seem to have some proof. So I'm just like, yeah, I'm not as excited as I was. That's what they're trying to do. That's what they're trying to do, Andy. They're trying to kill hope. Thanks for the email, by the way, this morning. Texture rates, vote now for Kamala because Trump wasn't really shot. They're not going to vote for Kamala. They just need them to stay home. It seems like it will piss more people off, Andy writes, for being gaslighted and told you don't see what they saw or it should influence their vote. There is a risk they are running of that. It simply comes down to illegals, inflation, Israel, World War III, and weird Kamala and RFK Jr., so says Andy. Thanks for listening, Andy. All right, we'll be right back. Are the Democrat Party and Iran merging as a political enemy with an entity, excuse me. Are they merging? Iran and the serious question. And the Democrat, I'm gonna prove to you they are. In fact, I think I'm going to do that as today's Battleground America podcast. I'm going to really go deep into it more than I can now. And get that by texting keyword Tara to the text line 71307. Overnight, the intelligence community, oh, you can trust them. Remember, 17 intel agencies say what? Oh, Russia. Yeah, Trump answers to Russia. Yeah, that was a hoax. So when they say something, listen, assume they're lying and look for the other underlying message. What is the underlying message? They're warning overnight. Oh, look, Iran really doesn't want Trump to win. Yeah, they're running a campaign. What kind of campaign? Oh, they're sponsoring the violent liberals in the streets that you see every weekend now beating up cops. And then the Democrat attorneys general just dismissed the charges like they did last week for the cops that got beaten by the pro-Palestinian LGBTQ crowd. Oh, well, who's funding those protests that are becoming increasingly violent? Iran. Anybody remember who the other protest funder was? Joe Biden's donors. Remember? That was why Joe Biden couldn't condemn or crack down on those protests, even when they became virulently and sometimes violently anti-Semitic and anti-Jew. Huh, okay. Iran and Joe Biden's donors are funding the liberal shock troops in the street. Okay, cool. And Iran is trying to kill Trump, we're told, but who just deliberately insecured and unsecured the Trump rallies again? Was that? That was, okay, that was the Biden administration. Got it. Well, that's weird. Remember what Jesse Waters on Fox News told us a week ago? Fox News's intelligence agency sources were telling Fox.
And now we're getting leaks from the intelligence community that the Iranians have a fatwa on 45. And, quote, there may be more attempts on Trump's life in the coming weeks. This is completely unacceptable.
Headline. Tablet Magazine. Oh, you should read this one. Want to know what the headline is? Because this is nuts. Iran is still trying to kill American officials. Who? Oh, Trump and his circle. Iran is still trying to kill American officials. Why is the Biden administration refusing to protect them? Turns out Kimberly Cheadle, the now resigned head of the Secret Service, didn't just insecure and unsecure Trump's rally so Iran could get to him and anybody else that wanted to. There's over 30 officials that have the same fatwa Trump does. Okay. Now, I've told you about this. They sent the first group of assassins, the first one, in 2021. Headline from the Justice Department, member of Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps charged with plot to murder former national security advisor. Okay. This guy had $300,000 in an account that he was trying to recruit Mexican cartel hitmen to kill Mike Pompeo and John Bolton, two advisors of Trump's. He had $1 million in another account. Guess who that was for? Trump. So that's 21. See this right here? Justice Department? Member? Yep. Holding it up on Rumble if you want to look it up yourself. There you go. Okay. There's a new assassin headed this way. This is a second attempt. So these people are serious, okay? They're not messing around. We find out overnight, Kimberly Cheadle of the U.S. Secret Service has been stripping Secret Service protection teams from the Trump team. The ones on the Iranian assassination list. Why does Iran allegedly want to kill them? For killing Soleimani. Wait a minute. We know they're on the list. Yes. Trump administration officials, Robert Greenway, Victoria Coates, and Matthew Pottinger. Pottinger had his Secret Service team stripped from him. He wrote a letter to the Department of Justice because it is standard when another country threatens to kill a diplomat or official of this one that they get Secret Service protection. That is the law. That is what the standard has been. They never responded. So Iran publishes a kill list, says they're going to assassinate, including Donald Trump. And the Biden administration goes, you know what? We'll think we'll go ahead and strip your Secret Service. Doesn't that sound a lot like what they did to Trump at that rally? Just asking a question. Somebody should, because this isn't going to end well. So Tablet Magazine and others wrote to the Justice Department and asked them, you know, are you going to respond? You stripped this guy's Secret Service protection. Iran's trying to kill him. Did you strip it because he's a Trump official? Quote, the administration has not responded to their letter because the officials negotiating with Iran had not wanted to call greater attention to Tehran's ongoing assassination plots. They wanted to finish the nuclear deal so that because remember, the nuclear deal allows Iran to get nukes. And that is the goal of the Biden administration, as it was the goal of the Obama administration. So supposedly the reason is, well, we're trying to complete the nuclear deal. So, you know, we got to let them, you know, maybe assassinate a few Americans. It keeps them happy. It's cool. As long as they're Trump supporters, it's good. As long as they're Trump's administration, it's good. Last week, the Wall Street Journal disclosed that Kimberly Cheadle, head of the Secret Service, before she was, you know, before she resigned, had ended government protection for National Security Advisor Robert O'Brien. Another one. They're putting targets on the back. Why would you do this? You're sending a message to Iran. Hey, did you see we insecured and unsecured that Trump rally, even though we knew and we admitted later that you guys were trying to assassinate Trump? Oh, did you see we insecured and unsecured? Yeah, there's no more security around O'Brien now. You want to get him? Look, remember how the Democrat Party was about Soleimani? They were very angry that he had been murdered, never mind that he had killed so many U.S. troops. They didn't care about the U.S. troops. They're Democrats. So what is going on here? They're sending the message to Iran, if you put Trump officials on an assassination list, we'll either insecure and unsecure their rallies, or we'll just go ahead and strip their Secret Service teams. This is war, folks. This is war using Iran as a weapon. They're practically begging them. Come on, they are. And these aren't idle threats. Again, Iran already sent one assassin. Here's the Justice Department. At least they're prosecuting him. We got another one on the way. FBI announced in April they can't find him. They think he's going to come through Venezuela. He speaks Spanish. Do you know we've had that Iran has assassinated at least 20 opponents abroad and killed hundreds, including Americans, Canadians, Europeans, Latin Americans, Israelis, and Arabs? This is not new for them. Now, listen to the end of this article. What it says, the same thing intelligence agencies are telling us right now. This might be about more than Soleimani. Why? It might be more about more than Trump. Remember, he assassinated Soleimani for killing Americans because Soleimani was the number two highest, you know, ranking Iranian official. That Iran really doesn't want Trump as president because he figures that they figure correctly he will punish them again. He will put these crippling sanctions on again. That's why they've stepped up assassination attempts against Trump. Again, as we learn daily of the myriad ways, the many ways that the Biden administration has stripped security from Trump's rallies, making security all but a joke. This is incredible. And again, the headline on this article is correct. Iran is still trying to kill American officials. They mean Trump officials. Why is the Biden administration refusing to protect them? You know what's funny about this whole article? There are no Biden officials that Iran's trying to kill. That's why they feel safe. That's why they're not worried about the Secret Service. They know Iran's not going to kill them. They know Iran's coming for Trump. You ever been in an abusive relationship with somebody? I hope you haven't. Or known somebody who is. Urged them to leave. Maybe it was emotionally abusive. Maybe it was physically abusive. As a reporter, I actually ended up doing a story on women in these relationships. They were fascinating to me because when the beating was being doled out, they'd call the cops, resulting in a report. Then they would spend weeks trying to help the guy get out of it, including going to court, testifying for him. And then he'd do it again. He'd do it again. And it would go on and on and on and on. She wouldn't leave. We're in that kind of relationship with Democrats. They say things, and I've played the montages before, that all but tell their followers to kill our leaders. They do. They do it all the time. It's almost constant. And what? We had a Democrat congressman go on TV and say Trump must be eliminated. Weeks before, somebody tried to eliminate him, a person who was a Democrat donor, who, by the way, it appears has an account on Gab where he advocated for Joe Biden and was a liberal troll. Oh, by the way, it's been 5 days since Andrew Torba with Gab made that public and let the intelligence community know he had preserved all of it from, you know, Thomas Matthew Crick's account that he has, so we can find out what his motive was, the account he had on Gab. He's a big Biden fan, hated conservatives, hated Republicans, that account. That's not surprising. Thomas Crooks was a Democrat donor. Of course, he was probably a liberal troll too. But anyway, nobody seems to have contacted Andrew Torba, the head of Gab. That's real weird. Just not interested, I guess, in finding out what that motive might have been. Anyway, Biden threatened Speaker Mike Johnson yesterday in the most over-the-top way. So Biden wants to turn the Supreme Court and the legislature to rubber stamp whatever tyranny the Democrats want, you know, eliminate Bill of Rights, whatever. And he sends the legislation to Republican Speaker Mike Johnson. Mike Johnson says, sorry, legislation's dead on arrival. Biden says this.
The Republican Speaker of the House said whatever he proposes is dead on arrival. Well, I think his thinking is dead on arrival.
Well, he started there. He said, I think his thinking is dead on arrival. But then he went a step further. Biden is asked on the tarmac about Speaker Johnson calling his Supreme Court reform dead on arrival. Biden replies, that's what he is. Asked for a clarification by the shock reporter, Biden says that he is. He is dead on arrival. If Trump said that, can you even imagine? The media would freak out for months, screaming and yelling, he's going to kill all his opponents. It's terrible. So, I mean, I don't know. Is he like Iran? Did he just put a fatwa on Mike Johnson? Because that's what it looks like to me. And the media will not care, okay? Talking about killing Republicans and Republican leaders, very normal for these people. Biden just did it again, incredibly, after an assassination attempt on Trump.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
If your day sounds like...
we need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo, if you've persevered through. You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame.
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Are the Democrat Party and Iran merging as a political enemy with an entity? Excuse me. Are they merging? Iran and the serious question. And the Democrat, I'm gonna prove to you they are. In fact, I think I'm going to do that as today's Battleground America podcast. I'm going to really go deep into it more than I can now. And get that by texting keyword Tara to the text line 71307. Overnight, the intelligence community, oh, you can trust them. Remember 17 intel agencies say what? Oh, Russia. Yeah, Trump answers to Russia. Yeah, that was a hoax. So when they say something, listen, assume they're lying and look for the other underlying message. What is the underlying message? They're warning overnight. Oh, look, Iran really doesn't want Trump to win. Yeah, they're running a campaign. What kind of campaign? Oh, they're sponsoring the violent liberals in the streets that you see every weekend now beating up cops. And then the Democrat attorneys general just dismissed the charges like they did last week for the cops that got beaten by the pro-Palestinian LGBTQ crowd. Oh, well, who's funding those protests that are becoming increasingly violent? Iran. Anybody remember who the other protest funder was? Joe Biden's donors. Remember? That was why Joe Biden couldn't condemn or crack down on those protests, even when they became virulently and sometimes violently anti-Semitic and anti-Jew. Huh, okay. Iran and Joe Biden's donors are funding the liberal shock troops in the street. Okay, cool. And Iran is trying to kill Trump, we're told, but who just deliberately insecured and unsecured the Trump rallies again? Was that? That was, okay, that was the Biden administration. Got it. Well, that's weird. Remember what Jesse Waters on Fox News told us a week ago? Fox News' intelligence agency sources were telling Fox.
And now we're getting leaks from the intelligence community that the Iranians have a fatwa on 45. And, quote, there may be more attempts on Trump's life in the coming weeks. This is completely unacceptable.
Headline. Tablet magazine. Oh, you should read this one. Want to know what the headline is? Because this is nuts. Iran is still trying to kill American officials. Who? Why, Trump in his circle. Iran is still trying to kill American officials. Why is the Biden administration refusing to protect them? Turns out Kimberly Cheadle, the now resigned head of the Secret Service, didn't just insecure and unsecure Trump's rally so Iran could get to him and anybody else that wanted to. There's over 30 officials that have the same fatwa Trump does. Okay. Now, I've told you about this. They sent the first group of assassins, the first one, in 2021. Headline from the Justice Department, member of Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps charged with plot to murder former national security advisor. Okay. This guy had $300,000 in an account that he was trying to recruit Mexican cartel hitmen to kill Mike Pompeo and John Bolton, two advisors of Trump's. He had $1 million in another account. Guess who that was for? Trump. So that's 21. See this right here, Justice Department? Remember, yep, holding it up on Rumble if you want to look it up yourself. There you go. Okay. There's a new assassin headed this way. This is a second attempt. So these people are serious, okay? They're not messing around. We find out overnight, Kimberly Cheadle of the U.S. Secret Service has been stripping Secret Service protection teams from the Trump team, the ones on the Iranian assassination list. Why does Iran allegedly want to kill them? For killing Soleimani. Wait a minute. We know they're on the list. Yes. Trump administration officials, Robert Greenway, Victoria Coates, and Matthew Pottinger. Pottinger had his Secret Service team stripped from him. He wrote a letter to the Department of Justice because it is standard when another country threatens to kill a diplomat or official of this one that they get Secret Service protection. That is the law. That is what the standard has been. They never responded. So Iran publishes a kill list, says they're going to assassinate, including Donald Trump. And the Biden administration goes, you know what? We'll think we'll go ahead and strip your Secret Service. Doesn't that sound a lot like what they did to Trump at that rally? Just asking a question. Somebody should, because this isn't going to end well. So Tablet Magazine and others wrote to the Justice Department and asked them, you know, are you going to respond? You stripped this guy's Secret Service protection. Iran's trying to kill him. You strip it because he's a Trump official? Quote, the administration has not responded to their letter because the officials negotiating with Iran had not wanted to call greater attention to Tehran's ongoing assassination plots. They wanted to finish the nuclear deal so that our, because remember, the nuclear deal allows Iran to get nukes, and that is the goal of the Biden administration, as it was the goal of the Obama administration. So supposedly the reason is, well, we're trying to complete the nuclear deal. So, you know, we got to let them, you know, maybe assassinate a few Americans. It keeps them happy. It's cool. As long as they're Trump supporters, it's good. As long as they're Trump's administration, it's good. Last week, the Wall Street Journal disclosed that Kimberly Cheadle, head of the Secret Service, before she was, you know, before she resigned, had ended government protection for National Security Advisor Robert O'Brien. Another one. They're putting targets on the back. Why would you do this? You're sending a message to Iran. Hey, did you see we insecured and unsecured that Trump rally, even though we knew and we admitted later that you guys were trying to assassinate Trump? Oh, did you see we insecured and unsecured? Yeah, there's no more security around O'Brien now. You want to get him? Remember how the Democrat Party was about Soleimani? They were very angry that he had been murdered. Never mind that he had killed so many U.S. troops. They didn't care about the U.S. troops. They're Democrats. So what is going on here? They're sending the message to Iran, if you put Trump officials on an assassination list, we'll either insecure and unsecure their rallies, or we'll just go ahead and strip their Secret Service teams. This is war, folks. This is war using Iran as a weapon. They're practically begging them. Come on, they are. And these aren't idle threats. Again, Iran already sent one assassin. Here's the Justice Department. At least they're prosecuting him. We got another one on the way. FBI announced in April they can't find him. They think he's going to come through Venezuela. He speaks Spanish. Do you know we've had that Iran has assassinated at least 20 opponents abroad and killed hundreds, including Americans, Canadians, Europeans, Latin Americans, Israelis, and Arabs? This is not new for them. Now, listen to the end of this article. What it says, the same thing intelligence agencies are telling us right now. This might be about more than Soleimani. Why? It might be more about more than Trump. Remember, he assassinated Soleimani for killing Americans, because Soleimani was the number two highest, you know, ranking Iranian official. That Iran really doesn't want Trump as president because he figures that they figure correctly he will punish them again. He will put these crippling sanctions on again. That's why they've stepped up assassination attempts against Trump. Again, as we learn daily of the myriad ways, the many ways that the Biden administration has stripped security from Trump's rallies, making security all but a joke. This is incredible. And again, the headline on this article is correct. Iran is still trying to kill American officials. They mean Trump officials. Why is the Biden administration refusing to protect them? You know what's funny about this whole article? There are no Biden officials that Iran's trying to kill. That's why they feel safe. That's why they're not worried about the Secret Service. They know Iran's not going to kill them. They know Iran's coming for Trump. You ever been in an abusive relationship with somebody? I hope you haven't. Or known somebody who is. Urged them to leave. Maybe it was emotionally abusive. Maybe it was physically abusive. As a reporter, I actually ended up doing a story on women in these relationships. They were fascinating to me because when the beating was being doled out, they'd call the cops, resulting in a report. Then they would spend weeks trying to help the guy get out of it, including going to court, testifying for him. And then he'd do it again. He'd do it again. And it would go on and on and on and on. She wouldn't leave. We're in that kind of relationship with Democrats. They say things, and I've played the montages before, that all but tell their followers to kill our leaders. They do. They do it all the time. It's almost constant. And what? We had a Democrat congressman go on TV and say Trump must be eliminated. Weeks before, somebody tried to eliminate him, a person who was a Democrat donor, who, by the way, it appears has an account on Gab where he advocated for Joe Biden and was a liberal troll. Oh, by the way, it's been 5 days since Andrew Torba with Gab made that public and let the intelligence community know he had preserved all of it from, you know, Thomas Matthew Crick's account that he has, so we can find out what his motive was. The account he had on Gab, his big Biden fan, hated conservatives, hated Republicans, that account. That's not surprising. Thomas Crick's with Democrat donor. Of course, he was probably a liberal troll, too. But anyway, nobody seems to have contacted Andrew Torba, the head of Gab. That's real weird. Just not interested, I guess, in finding out what that motive might have been. Anyway, Biden threatened Speaker Mike Johnson yesterday in the most over-the-top way. So Biden wants to turn the Supreme Court and the legislature to rubber stamp whatever tyranny the Democrats want, you know, eliminate Bill of Rights, whatever. And he sends the legislation to Republican Speaker Mike Johnson. Mike Johnson says, sorry, legislation's dead on arrival. Biden says this.
Republican Speaker of the House said, whatever he proposes is dead on arrival. Well, I think his thinking is dead on arrival.
Well, he started there. He said, I think his thinking is dead on arrival. But then he went a step further. Biden is asked on the tarmac about Speaker Johnson calling his Supreme Court reform dead on arrival. Biden replies, that's what he is. Asked for a clarification by the shock reporter, Biden says that he is dead on arrival. If Trump said that, can you even imagine? The media would freak out for months, screaming and yelling, he's going to kill all his opponents. It's terrible. So, I mean, I don't know. Is he like Iran? Did he just put a fatwa on Mike Johnson? Because that's what it looks like to me. And the media will not care, okay? Talking about killing Republicans and Republican leaders, very normal for these people. Biden just did it again, incredibly, after an assassination attempt on Trump. You ever been in an abusive relationship with somebody? I hope you haven't. Or known somebody who is, urged them to leave. Maybe it was emotionally abusive. Maybe it was physically abusive. As a reporter, I actually ended up doing a story on women in these relationships. They were fascinating to me because when the beating was being doled out, they'd call the cops, resulting in a report. Then they would spend weeks trying to help the guy get out of it, including going to court, testifying for him. And then he'd do it again. He'd do it again. And it would go on and on and on and on. She wouldn't leave. We're in that kind of relationship with Democrats. They say things, and I've played the montages before, that all but tell their followers to kill our leaders. They do. They do it all the time. It's almost constant. And what? We had a Democrat congressman go on TV and say Trump must be eliminated. Weeks before, somebody tried to eliminate him, a person who was a Democrat donor, who, by the way, it appears has an account on Gab where he advocated for Joe Biden and was a liberal troll. Oh, by the way, it's been 5 days since Andrew Torba with Gab made that public and let the intelligence community know he had preserved all of it from, you know, Thomas Matthew Crick's account that he has, so we can find out what his motive was, the account he had on Gab, his big Biden fan, hated conservatives, hated Republicans, that account. That's not surprising. Thomas Crick's with Democrat donor. Of course, he was probably a liberal troll, too. But anyway, nobody seems to have contacted Andrew Torba, the head of Gab. That's real weird. Just not interested, I guess, in finding out what that motive might have been. Anyway, Biden threatened Speaker Mike Johnson yesterday in the most over-the-top way. So Biden wants to turn the Supreme Court and the legislature to rubber stamp whatever tyranny the Democrats want, you know, eliminate Bill of Rights, whatever. And he sends the legislation to Republican Speaker Mike Johnson. Mike Johnson says, sorry, legislation's dead on arrival. Biden says this.
Republican Speaker of the House said, whatever he proposes is dead on arrival. Well, I think his thinking is dead on arrival.
Well, he started there. He said, I think his thinking is dead on arrival. But then he went a step further. Biden is asked on the tarmac about Speaker Johnson calling his Supreme Court reform dead on arrival. Biden replies, that's what he is. Asked for a clarification by the shock reporter, Biden says that he is. He is dead on arrival. If Trump said that, can you even imagine? The media would freak out for months, screaming and yelling, he's going to kill all his opponents. It's terrible. So, I mean, I don't know. Is he like Iran? Did he just put a fatwa on Mike Johnson? Because that's what it looks like to me. And the media will not care, okay? Talking about killing Republicans and Republican leaders, very normal for these people. Biden just did it again, incredibly, after an assassination attempt on Trump.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.